One guy I think we can all expect to be around again next season because he had a surprise year this year is Isaac Redman. And that's who joins us now, fresh from, I guess, season-ending wrap-up meetings. Isaac, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. We appreciate you checking in. And I'm curious how those meetings go, Isaac. Who did you meet with today and what was said?
We started off with the team meeting. Coach Tomlin addressed the team and let the guys know how proud of us he was. And, you know, we've been through a lot of injuries, and, our team has, overcome a lot of things to even make it to that point. And he just, congratulated us and, on a great season. And then we met with Charlie Batch, as far as everything with the lockout, that's happening with the lockout. And then we split up within our positions, and I met with the running back coach. And then if you chose to meet with Coach Tomlin, you signed up for or later on in the week to have a one-on-one with him.
Isaac, congratulations on a great year. Congratulations on everything. Your story is a great story. You're one of the, like it or not, you were a hook shot from half court in many eyes, and you made it. You made every situation count. Were you able to seize the moment? I know coming back with a loss, and you were on a mission. But were you able to enjoy yourself while you were there, and kind of take it all in, and realize how special this really was?
Yeah, I was able to enjoy myself all week, just to be able to be around my teammates out there, and to have my mom out there. It's always been, her dream as well to go to a Super Bowl. So I'm happy for my family to be able to experience all the things that were going on down there. Just to be a part of a Super Bowl, a lot of guys don't, have that opportunity. And, I think as far as I came all the way from Bowie State to be at the Super Bowl, I just felt blessed to be there.
Isaac, the standard with the Steelers was 6 Lombardi trophies. The standard is no less than getting a 7th, so there's disappointment. But still yet, given the storylines of last summer and the improbable run to a Super Bowl that it was, how much are you able to appreciate the season for what it was, and what is that like for you since you had a nice role in this run?
It's always going to be disappointing when you don't win the Super Bowl. That's, obviously everyone's, ultimate goal at the end of the year. But, you go back and you look at, all the injuries that went on and Ben's situation, and you look at the guys that just fought through the whole year, and guys just stepped up like Coach Tomlin always preached, standard is the standard. And Doug Legursky comes in and plays, outstanding. Guys like, Flo Dell and played the whole year with injuries. And even guys like Arnaz Battle that, don't get a lot of credit or for what he does, for our special teams. And he played banged up all year. It's just those special guys that we had that played through a lot of things this year, a lot of adversity.
Isaac Redman with Simon Starkey, Josh Miller with us here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Isaac, let's go back to Sunday. Not even quite 48 hours ago. It's 21-3, 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the first half. You're down by 18. What was the mood like on the sideline? What was conversation like?
We were beating ourselves. They weren't really doing anything too much, to us. We felt like we were beating ourselves, and we felt like we could get a quick score that we can get ourselves back in this game. So we just wanted to, keep everybody focused. And, on the sideline, Coach Tomlin kept saying the same thing he was saying all year, don't blink. Let's go out here and fight and play Steelers football, and that's what we try to do.
Talking to Steelers running back Isaac Redman here on Seibel, Starkey, Josh Miller. Take us to the post game, as painful as it must have been, Isaac. What was it like immediately after that game in the locker room? Who spoke up, and what did they say?
It was pretty quiet, for the most part. I sat on the sideline for a while. And I just felt, I just sitting there, and I just couldn't believe my whole body was numb. Me and Hines were sitting next to each other on the bench. It was hard. And everybody, we got into the locker room, and pretty much, some guys had some tears. And, it was really heartbreaking. And Coach Tomlin just brought up, and, he let us, he just said he's not going to disrespect us by trying to say anything to make us feel any better, right at that moment, because, it's not really too much you can say, so we had the prayer, and everyone got dressed and got on the bus.
Isaac, before you guys took the field, you look around, you realize there, and there's not going to be another moment in our lives where we're all going to be together again. And so you put that into perspective. But now the offseason comes, there's about 12 guys on the team. that are up in the year. So obviously there's going to be a lot of change and a lot of turnover. With you personally, you might be going into the offseason for the first time thinking, okay, I know where I'm going to be next year. How does that feel?
You know, it feels great to, actually, feel though that you have a role in the team, that this team wants you, and, it feels good to, when I first got here, I didn't know if I was going to be cutting in mini camp or OTAs to training camp. And, to come in and kind of have that feeling that, you have a spot here, all I have to worry about in the offseason is, getting better and not be too much worried about whether I'm going to be cut or not.
Isaac, there's been some speculation today that Bruce Arians may be on his way out, either by his own choice or the Steelers. Who knows? There's reports out there that this may be the end of the line. What was the conversation like with him? Have you received any kind of idea as to what he might be up to?
No, not really. He spoke to us for a quick second as the offense, and he just like Coach Tomlin thought, thanked the team for everything that everybody has done for him, and he we've done everything he's asked us to do, and through all the trials and tribulations, we hung in there, and he didn't really address anything else, in the meeting today.
Two questions here. Now I want to know how you're feeling. How's your body holding up? And when are you going to start? How much time are you going to give yourself to relax and let your body catch up before you start working out again?
My body's pretty tired right now. I think I'll take a good month off and of nothing, just relax, and then after that I'll get back in the weight room, start doing a little cardio and a little bit of light lifting and running.
Where are you going, Isaac? Because I know a lot of these guys, they, hit wherever, St. Thomas, Barbados. Where are you headed?
Gonna rent the house in Buffalo?
I'm back to New Jersey. I just had a son 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right.
Or a week ago, whatever. And I'm about to go back home, help take care of him.
Talking to Steelers running back Isaac Redman here, Sybil, Starkey, Miller. And Isaac, you mentioned that Charlie Batch addressed the team. How are you preparing for the possible event of a lockout? Is this a type of thing where players need to put away money, or what is the general message coming from your union rep, Charlie Batch? And do you think this is going to happen? Do you think you guys are going to get locked out?
It's already, it's 100% definite. It's happening. And
100% definite that you're going to be locked out.
Yeah, it's happening. It's here. That meeting was, basically about insurance and things of that nature with the players. But come March 3rd, I believe it'll be in effect. So we try to get a lot of things done in a short period of time. That players need and their wants and needs for certain things. So he addressed this with that and. Mr. Rooney addressed the team as well. We got to have to go from there.
Isaac, a lockout on March the 3rd is different from a lockout come September the 3rd. You guys don't get paychecks until September again. How much confidence do you have that there will be a full season later on this year?
I'm not too sure. I really have to talk to Charlie, about that. Mm-hmm. I'm really not too sure about what's going on. I just know, they've been talking to us since last year about saving your money last year, more than, half, save at least, half from last year, because for us to be prepared for the lockout this year. So they've been talking to us, ever since last year about saving your money, all this year about saving your money, because here comes this lockout, we're not going to be getting paid for as long as it's going on.
Isaac, all this business stuff, it's so easy to forget the fact that this is a game and you are an unlikely story to make an NFL team in the first place. And then to have two carries like you did on the first possession of the second half, a total of 19 yards. How much has it sunk in that this dream story, this kid, Cinderella story from Bowie State, no shot to make the NFL, not only made a team and had a good role during the year, but was actually in the Super Bowl. Has that sunk in for you yet?
The more and more I watch the replay of the game when I record it, it's starting to sink in. And, it really feels great to be able to play. I've had, relatives that play in the NFL, and then, they called me like, man, even though you guys lost, a lot of people don't get that opportunity to play. So you know, every day, you know, I just feel more and more blessed to, you know, have the opportunity to be able to play in the, you know, biggest game of sports.
Yeah, you told us before the game, Isaac, that you had a dream that you were going to score on a third and short yardage, and that's all I thought about when you busted that play outside. I thought you're going to take it to the house there.
Yeah, I thought I might go. I start hearing the crowd, and I just, you know, I've seen the end zone. Well, unfortunately, I couldn't get there.
Well, great season, Isaac, and we appreciate you again joining us as you did multiple times, and we'll be talking to you down the road.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.